Parenting is hard, and we don't have to look too far to be reminded of that.
But parenting can also be fun. There is so much joy to be found in raising your little ones, too.
So settle in and join us as we talk about motherhood, life, and all the fun that's possible in childhood.
Because parenting isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes it is. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows. Jesse, what is up?
What is up?
What is happening?
You know what?
I was going to keep throwing it back to you. Hope that you would keep throwing it.
Gotcha.
20 minutes of what is happening?
What is going on?
How are you? Okay. How's that for an intro?
Love it.
Well, today we are talking about my favorite things. And your favorite things.
Oh, I love that.
And hopefully maybe some of our listeners' favorite things.
Oh.
Maybe.
You know, we did a favorite things episode, but it was for Christmas. And you know what? We just thought to ourselves, there's so many other favorite things.
So many other things.
That are not related to a holiday all. That are just fun.
That's right. Amazon has a wide selection.
They sure do.
We should talk about some of those things.
I like it. Okay.
So that's where we are today.
I love this. You know, and the other thing I want to mention is a lot of my favorite things that I have found have been at the thrift store.
Oh, good.
And or
we love a deal.
Or have been given to me by other moms.
Ah.
So I think like it's important to state that I do not have a large budget on Amazon. I'm not buying things willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think that's important to mention because,
I think
some people might listen to this and think, golly, I'm not going to go out and spend all that money.
Right.
You know, sometimes your favorite things can be found. Someone's trash is someone's treasure, right? Is
what they say? Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Jesse, kick us off. What is one of your most favorite things? Wait. We should back up.
Back it up.
Before we talk about that, we're going to say, are these like our kid favorite things?
These are favorite things for kids.
For our children, yeah. Things that we get for our children or do with our children.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Give me your first favorite thing for your children.
This is my number one. This tops the charts.
Tops.
As you might say.
I would say that, yes.
Is our Yodo player.
What is that?
Okay. Okay. It is an amazing screen-free invention.
Okay.
It is called the Yoto Player. Y-O-T-O.
Okay.
And my boys have this. And it has revolutionized the audiobook / listening experience for my children. It is a screen-free, essentially, speaker that uses cards. You can put in cards, they're like albums, but they're just little cards for different albums, different like musical albums, different audiobooks, okay. And you can make your own cards. So let's say there's something they really want to listen to. I can put music or something or audiobooks on a card.
Okay.
So they have complete control to start or stop what they're listening to.
Okay.
It's also Bluetooth, which means I can play to it from my phone if I want to do something from like Spotify or something.
Okay.
It also has a radio function that is like a daily news that for kids. It has been excellent. And yeah. It has been an awesome way. Like they use it when they go to sleep.
I love it.
It's just been an awesome way for them to like listen to content.
Sweet.
Yeah. That'd be number one for me.
Where would you find these things? If you can't find it, like, in a thrift store, like, where would you, like, if you wanted to buy it?
So, it's on Amazon.
Okay.
There is a normal size and then a mini size. And the mini is fine. I mean, it still works with the cards and things. The mini is only $22.
All right.
The big fat one is $99. It's $99. But
cool.
Literally, we use it every single day, and I cannot suggest it enough. So, the Yoto player, Y-O-T-O.
Y-O-T-O.
All right. What is number one on your list, Mel?
Number one. Now, this might seem very simple.
Okay.
But honestly, I'm a simple girl.
You sure are. I'm not sure.
Things that are simple.
Well, you're a streamlined girl. I wouldn't call you simple.
I like things to be a little extra. But
yeah.
Simply.
Okay.
Simply extra.
Well, if
that doesn't make any sense, I think we're all in the same boat. Okay. To the point.
Okay.
One of my absolute favorite things are Crayola twistable crayons.
What?
Okay. They are twistable. Like, you don't have, like, if it breaks, you don't have to sharpen it. Ooh. You don't have to, like, you just don't have to sharpen it. It just twists. Twistable? Yeah, they're just twistable crayons. What? They're not that much more expensive than, like, a regular box. Well, I mean, they are more expensive. Like, you can get a regular box at, like, the beginning of school for, like, 25 cents to 50 cents.
Oh.
Whereas a 24 count will cost you like $6. But they're great. I personally think that they color better than like a regular crayon. And I just like that they're twistable. It's super fun. My wow. kids love them. My daughter is an artiste.
Yes.
And so she uses these all the time. But I love just the twistable ones. I really do think they color better. And they keep things a little cleaner because the wrappers don't fall off and it doesn't become a big mess.
This is amazing because, yes, I hate the wrappers.
The wrappers are the worst.
I hate the breakable, like the breaking of the, okay. Yeah. You know but what?
A twistable crayon.
You know what? Added to my Amazon list. I have added it to the list.
Perfect.
Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome.
That was a good number one.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, are we on to number two?
Simply.
Simply. Simply Extra.
Simply Extra.
Okay.
Yes. Number two. Give
number
me yours.
Number two, Glory Light. Have you ever heard of the Glory Light?
What? I feel
say
like
it again.
I don't know what any of yours are.
Okay.
What?
Glory Light. I'm going to spell it for you. G-L-O-R-I Light. Okay?
Light.
Got and it. It's one word.
Okay.
It is a children's nightlight projector. Now, hear me when I say, I love a good nightlight projector because it projects stuff onto the ceilings and walls, right? We like those.
Yes.
However, the Glory Light is something that I have recently found that's very cool. It projects scripture.
Oh, I get it. Glory light.
Yes. So, all right. So for my folks out there who are of the Christian faith. This is very cool because you can project scripture up onto the ceiling as your children are falling asleep. Now, the top part of it projects onto the ceiling, the scripture, but the sides are all stars. So you still get stars and things all over the other walls, but the top is the scripture and it's interchangeable. So it comes with little discs that are each one is a different scripture.
Okay.
So you can take them in and out as you want. I like that because I've actually found that my boys are starting to memorize more scripture just because they're lying there. Yeah. What else are they going to do? Yeah. They're looking up at it,
absolutely.
You know.
Might as well read it while
Might
it's here.
Might as well read it. So
I love
the
it.
Glory Light. The All right, that's my second
light.
One.
Where can you find the Glory Light?
That is also glorylight.com.
Okay.
Again, none of these things are sponsored. This is all just straight from my heart.
But if they would like to sponsor us,
yes,
give us a call.
We will not say no. Okay, you're up,
perfect.
Mel.
Another one of my favorite things. It is a card game.
Oh.
It's called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
You know what? I've heard of this, but you need to tell me more because
I
don't
this
have
game.
It.
I love it's under $10 on Amazon as well. I'm sure you could get it from like Target or Walmart as well.
Love it.
But it's super simple. You go like everyone, you pass out all the cards or whatever, and then you go around and you have to say the words in the right order. So Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Okay.
And as you do, like the first person will put a card down and say taco. The next person will put a card down and say, what is it? Cat. I'm already blanking on what the words are. And you keep going around. And as you say the word, if the word matches the card that you're putting down, then you have to slap your hand on it.
Oh.
And the last person to slap their hand down gets all the cards. So you want to get rid of all your cards before everybody else. But there's also special cards in there, like a groundhog, and you have a special motion for that, or narwhal, or some other things in there too, which is just super fun. It's super
fun.
Easy for kids to kind of pick up on their own, but it's also fun to play competitively with adults. That is enjoyable for me as well.
I like it. Can you say the name of it again? Because
it is
that's a
Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Wow.
It's like a bright yellow box on Amazon for under $10.
Come on.
Yeah, we love it. It's great.
Love it.
I am a fan.
It's cool, man. I love a good game.
Love a good game.
You know, it just like lightens the mood.
It does.
And just gets everybody laughing.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to bond with your kids too.
Yes.
Like you can pick that game up. I mean, when you have like 30 minutes to spare and it's really quick, it's fast paced.
Yep.
Or you can throw it in your bag and do it like while you wait for like dinner to be delivered if you go out to a restaurant.
Yep.
Super easy. Yeah.
Love it.
Piece of cake.
Love it. All right. Next one for me
Yes.
Is our kitchen. I mentioned this in an earlier episode, but it needs to be restated.
Love it.
That a kitchen learning tower, the kitchen helpers.
Yes.
Are very, very useful. Now, good. I will say that they are useful for many reasons. In addition to obviously using it in the kitchen to help with said food. But if you are doing any projects, or even if you just need a kid to like come up to your level, right? Without you having to sit down.
Right.
It's very useful because it's a safe way for your child basically to come to your eye level or like near your eye level.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of different ones. But if you look online and you put in the kitchen helper, you'll see kitchen helper tower. You'll see kitchen helper. Some of them are foldable and can be like put away.
Mm.
Kitchen helper stools for maybe the older version. And some of them are more expensive than others, but truly we use ours every single day. It's very, very useful. So I just wanted to reiterate that. I know we talked about it in our food episode, but I think it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
Worthwhile.
That's perfect.
All right, you're up.
The next one I would give is like a little reading lamp.
Oh.
They have them in fun colors for kids. But honestly, they're basically all the same for adults and for children. We get the kind, it's off of Amazon for like $12. And they just usually, currently I'm looking at it right now, there is a $3 coupon if you get the one I'm talking about. So really it would cost you under 10. It'd be like $9 for this. But basically it's just a little reading lamp that like clips onto the back of a book. And then it's a nice bright light that shines on. They're rechargeable, so you don't need to have batteries. You just plug that sucker in for a couple hours and it's good to go. But it's super great. Like at bedtime, we let our kids, as long as they're in their beds, they can like read for a little bit until they get tired, if they're just not tired. So that's super helpful too. Like there are three different dim settings. So it'll start a little bit dimmer and then get brighter as you go.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Totally rechargeable piece of cake. It's a great buy.
I like that. Yeah. You know, I think that that's really good. I think as my kids get older and are really start to read in earnest, I think that's a really good thing to have on hand.
They also like to just play with them. Like they'll like hook them on their like shirts and then they like take that into their imaginary play as well. Like they're rock climbers or they're like tunnel explorers or cave, you know what I mean? And they like put these little clips on. So really they're used for all kinds of things.
I love that so much. Yay for imaginary play. So good. All right, my next one is weird. I'm going to just say that up front.
Yes.
However, it has saved my life on more than one occasion.
We love that.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I have a kid that has lots and lots and lots of nosebleeds. It's just a thing.
Okay.
We've been to the doctor about it so many times.
Yeah.
But this is where we're at with it.
Got it.
There is a product, a beautiful, excellent product called Nampons. Which is really nose tampons, essentially, is what it is.
For children.
But it is an amazing device because before we came across the nose tampon, it was a situation. We would get stuck in the bathroom for like 40 to 50 minutes trying to get his nose to stop bleeding. But since finding the Nampon,
I love it.
Our lives are free and easy and beautiful, CoverGirl. I mean, it is like we are free and easy to go about our lives. You just stick a sucker up in there. You are good to go.
I feel like I'm going to have to Google that one just for the fun of it.
Nampons.
I need to know what exactly that looks like. I mean, does it just look like...
Take a gander. It's Nampons. Check it out. Check it out. See what you think. I mean,
I can't stop laughing. I'm so sorry.
I told you it was a weird one. But when I tell you that it saved my life on more than one occasion, I really mean it.
I am glad.
I'm happy for you.
Love that.
For you. All right, you're up.
Oh my goodness.
I know that's a hard one to follow.
I honestly don't even know where to go from that next. I just don't. I'm going to have to figure that out about my life.
Okay.
I would say another one that we really enjoy are like Mad Libs, like books of Mad Libs.
Okay, please, you need to tell me about this because I can't get my kids to get into Mad Libs. Oh. So tell me the hack. How do I get my kids excited about Mad Libs?
I don't know.
Okay. Your kids are just super into it.
My oldest, he's 10.
Oh, so maybe they're just not.
Maybe you just got to give him a little bit of time.
Gotcha.
But okay. He really does enjoy them. My younger kids enjoy, they don't quite know the difference between like an adjective and an adverb. You know what I mean? Like that's a little bit more difficult for them.
Right.
But they enjoy listening to the stories afterwards.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, kids, like they usually pick the most outlandish words.
Right.
To put into the blanks, which is super fun because these stories make absolutely no sense. And then we end up just cackling at the end and laughing together, which is really fun. Yeah. Like it's my sense of humor.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Like completely senseless.
Sure.
But it makes you laugh.
Sure.
Like I'm fine with that. Or also like a middle school boy, you know? Like
yes.
We're talking about poop and farts and all of those things.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're happy to laugh about that kind of stuff.
Hey, you know what? Sure. If it helps them know what a noun is.
But that doesn't, you know, it doesn't. It's fine. And I like that they have so many like different varieties of Mad Libs. Like
you keeps it interesting.
Yeah, you can get like the themed ones that go with movies or like sports ones or, you know, whatever your kids are into.
Yes.
So they're all over the place. You can get all kinds of Mad Lib books.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you can even, I've even seen them like at the thrift store and things too. So,
oh, yeah.
And you can even print them out from online. Like,
you can.
Can't you?
I'm sure you could find some free Mad Libs online too.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. My next one is an invention that my dear mother came up with. And it is essentially a box, just any kind of tub of recyclables. And it's an invention box.
Okay.
So when my mom is done or, you know, when I'm done with something in the kitchen, like say we finish the strawberries and the strawberry clamshell is done.
Okay.
I will.
Is that what you call it? A strawberry clamshell? Is that the box?
I don't know. I think so.
Is that the box you're talking about?
I think so. Yeah.
Sure. No, it makes sense.
Right, it's a clamshell.
I just never heard it called that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I think, though, that's what I call it.
Sure.
So I give it a little rinse off. And, you know, I'm not, like, scrubbing the thing, but I give it a rinse off. Let it dry. And then I put it straight into the invention box.
Good.
And so the invention box, the only other things other than just recyclables is just tape and scissors, basically, and maybe some string.
Yeah.
And my kids will go to town on that thing.
Yeah.
And it's... It cost me basically nothing other than maybe like tape potentially. But it's a really, really easy way to keep them occupied.
Yes.
And we've also done it in the past where it only comes out at a certain hour. So it's like it's not always available.
When mom is desperate.
Yes.
Yes.
And
no,
so
I
it's
understand.
So it's like exciting, right? When it comes out, it's not just like it's always lying around.
Right.
But since then, my son has been really, really into cardboard. And the other thing I have just recently added to my invention box is something called Make Do.
Make Do?
Make Do. If you look it up, it's Makedo. And they are construction tools for kids for cardboard.
Oh.
So it comes with a cardboard knife that is kid safe, where they can actually saw. It's like a cardboard saw.
I like it.
As well as a screwdriver and screws that will allow you to put two pieces of cardboard, connect them via screw.
Interesting.
And this has been revolutionary because Everett was always saying, Mom, can you cut this piece of cardboard for me?
Right.
The answer is no.
Also, my hands hurt trying to cut cardboard.
I cannot
with, like, scissors.
Cut your cardboard. However, this saw is genius.
Okay.
And it's kid safe. And it really does cut the cardboard
Sweet.
In like whatever shape he wants it.
Perfect.
And then the screws are cool because, you know, it feels cool. Like it's a tool, right? Like,
yeah.
So we've added these into the invention toolbox. And when I tell you that they will do this stuff for hours, I really mean it.
I love it.
So anyway, Make Do. Makedo. The rest of it is literally just trash in a bin.
I was, weirdly enough, and maybe this tells you how like similar we are.
Yeah.
But my next thing was going to be not necessarily like a sensory bin.
Mm.
It's not, I don't know that I would classify it as a sensory bin.
Right.
But we've talked about her before, but one of my favorite follows on Instagram is Busy Toddler.
Yes.
At Busy Toddler. And one of my favorite things, well, it's a couple of favorite things that she does. But one is like after Christmas or after a holiday, you take off your wrapping paper and instead of throwing it away, you put it in a box, maybe an invention box, especially for younger kids. Like this wouldn't be for like 10-year-olds, but maybe for like 2 or 3 year olds or older than that, whatever. As long as you trust scissors in their hands, right? For old that would be.
Right.
Maybe not a 2-year-old. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But if you just give them scissors, child safe scissors, and let them just cut wrapping paper, like that will occupy them for a while.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about the trash because it's already trash.
Yep.
You might as well have fun with it before you throw it away.
Yep.
But also like after like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, or like if your husband brings you flowers, when they like start to die,
yes,
and you're gonna throw them out anyway, like put them in that box and let them like rip the petals off. Let them kind of feel those things in their hands.
Why not?
I mean, if you want to give them scissors for that too, they can like chop up the stems. Like if you're already going to get rid of it, you might as well let your kids play with it. That sounds funny when you say it out loud.
No, but absolutely.
But yeah, like let them explore, let them feel, let them touch, let them kind of make a mess of things. If you're already going to throw it away, you might as well get some use out of it and enjoyment out of it. Because I think if you were to hand your kids like flowers and be like, here you go, like feel free to do whatever you want with these. Like, imagine what kind of stuff they're going to come up with and kind of take from that.
Yep.
And that, friends, is already free because you've already paid for it for something else.
Love it.
All you need are child-safe scissors.
Love it. I think that's genius.
Yeah.
I think that's genius.
Yeah.
When you say that kind of stuff, it even makes me think of, like, you know, we were getting rid of some old electronics and things. And they do not work anymore, right? It was like an old laptop or whatever. My kid loved dissecting that laptop.
Yeah.
Like, we gave him a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And he took the whole thing apart.
Yeah.
And it
let
cost,
them explore.
I mean, why not, man? Yeah. If you're going to throw it, before you chuck something, think, like, is there maybe another...
Yeah. Is it safe enough to give your kids?
Is it safe
enough?
Like,
we want to ask that question first, of course. But then, yeah. Like, if it is, or if you're going to be nearby, like, in case anything is a little bit dangerous... Then, like, as long as you're close by, then, yeah, let them go to town on it. Yeah.
Why not?
Or I think even, like, worst case from that, like, there was, like, a youth group fundraiser way back in the day where there was, like, a beat-up car that was about to be, like, I don't even know. Like, they was just about to be taken and, like, gotten rid of completely.
Yeah.
But as this, like, big, like, youth fundraiser, I remember it was my dad, who's the pastor of our church at the time. He said, like, if you give us so much money, we're going to let you have this sledgehammer and just, like, beat up this car, right?
Oh.
And, like, we were totally into it, right? Like, I mean, you have the safety goggles, and I'm not saying let your kids beat up your car.
Of course.
Like, if you have, like, a busted iPhone that, like, is never going to get used ever again, give your kids some safety goggles and let them take a hammer to
Let's go.
Or like maybe dissect it and kind of see what's on the inside and then take a whack at it.
Love
it's
this.
Fun, and I think your kids will be shocked if you're like, you're really gonna let me hit this.
See, and these are the
as
memories.
Long as it's not my working iPhone.
Right.
Hide your real iPhone.
Hide the
far
real
away.
One.
And then let them take a whack at it, and
that's fun.
Live in the moment.
Those are totally the memories that kids remember, too, right?
Because I am a 37-year-old woman, and I remember my dad giving me a sledgehammer and letting me go to town on a car.
Let's go.
Right? Like, imagine, like, what your 10-year-old would do if you're like, take a hammer and whack at it.
Let's go, man.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, I love that so much. All right. You think we got time for one more?
Let's do one more.
Okay. I think that my last one... And maybe this is a bit of a cop-out because probably most people have this. But I think it's important to state the magic of magnetiles.
Jesse, you almost took my answer. I'll have to find another one real quick.
Ah!
But yes, go on.
Okay.
Tell me about
it. So magnetiles, and when I say magnetiles, I'm saying that as the brand, but it does not have to be
the
magnetile.
They have off-brands of those, too.
They have off-brands, and to be honest with you, I'm not going to pay magnetile prices. I mean,
they all basically work the same.
Some of the off-brands are just as good as the magnetiles. But magnetiles are amazing for lots of reasons. They are endless, they offer endless creativity. They are magnetic, which means they not only stick to one another, but they stick to any magnetic surface, absolutely, including your refrigerator,
your garage door,
that's which my is favorite that's one. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
They also are see-through, which means that you can make very cool designs in front of your sunny window.
Right.
And they can basically project really beautiful images.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. You can also, I thought I saw something about like you can draw on them, like with a dry erase marker.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do like math, like, you know, putting numbers on them and then adding them or subtracting them.
Absolutely.
What else have you seen with magnetiles? I mean, you can build all sorts of things.
I mean, I think that's it.
You can build mazes. You can put magnetiles with different types of other toys to unlock different ideas. Like if you do like magnetiles and animals, like somehow, you know, they can create a zoo. If you do magnetiles and people, they can create a dollhouse. I mean,
we did. It was with Legos, not magnetiles, which is also a great buy,
Lego
too.
Lego is also, Legos. Yes.
But we took the Legos and we made like a maze out of them. And then they had to be able, like it was on one of the boards and they had to be able to get like a little ping pong ball or something through it.
Love it.
Which you could do the same thing with magnetiles if you like build a structure and then you have to somehow get a ping pong ball through it.
So
it's
good.
Critical thinking skills.
Yes.
Like it's, it's the whole thing.
Spatial reasoning, all of that kind
of stuff.
It's
great. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I stole yours, but.
Well, it's fine. I'll let it slide. No, just kidding.
All right. What is our last one, Mel?
The very last one. And this one is also free.
Woo!
Because if it's for free, it's for me, is what my dad always said. And I could not agree more.
That does sound like your dad.
But I love YouTube because there's so many wonderful things on there.
Yep.
But it was actually during COVID that we kind of really got into this. But you can find like how to draw videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And my kids can spend far too long watching these like how to draw videos. Like they can draw. I mean, there's tons of them out there. Like my kids have learned how to draw like Pokemon and like different like characters that they really love.
Yeah.
But it's fun. They get to kind of explore and really jump in there. And once you watch one, like all the suggestions, the algorithms start popping up with more, which is just exciting. So give your kid a pen and a pencil.
Yep.
Or a piece of paper and a pencil, whatever floats your boat.
Sure.
And then let them draw. Let them go to town.
Art Kids Hub is my favorite. I mean, there are lots, like said. I mean,
there's
so
tons.
Many. But the ones we used have been Art Kids Hub, and we like them quite a lot.
They're fun.
But there's so many good
there's
ones.
There's so many of them.
I love that as one of them, Mel, because I think that that's really great.
Yeah.
Oh, they're you know, I sometimes feel very happy that we live in the time that we do, because I do feel like we have a lot more at our disposal than our parents did.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
do you remember, like, they still sell them, but you could like buy a book about how to draw something. Like I remember having a couple of those.
Yeah,
but you don't even have to buy them anymore. I mean, thank you to the people that make those books. You're great. We love that.
Yep.
I'll try to buy one, maybe.
At some
point. The YouTube, I mean, they're free. Like they're right there.
I know.
If you have internet on a phone or a computer or whatever, like it's easy to get to that stuff.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
We love art in our house. So that's a good one.
It's fantastic.
Cool, man.
Cool. Well, if you guys have any of your favorite things too, we would love to hear about them.
We would.
Follow us on our socials. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Sunshine Rainbows Podcast. Make sure you give us a follow and then drop your favorite things on our post. We'd love to hear about it.
Awesome, Mel.
Cool. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
If you laughed, if you smiled, or if you liked anything that you heard here today, don't forget to like, share us, and subscribe for more episodes.
See you next time.
Bye.